Title: Pitching Rave Vocals for Old School D&B Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most instantly satisfying old school jungle and D&B tricks. Pitched rave vocal stabs. Think yeah. Listen, rewind. Those short, nasty little callouts that live inside the break. Nut politely on top of it. We're staying beginner friendly, using Ableton Live Stock tools, and by the end you'll have three things: a playable vocal stab instrument, a classic rave vocal effects chain, and a simple 16-bar arrangement idea that actually feels like jungle at 174. Let's set the scene first, because pitching vocals in a vacuum is how you end up with something that sounds cool solo, then disappears the moment the drums come back in. Step 0, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Now load or sketch a basic loop. You want drums, maybe a break, maybe a clean D&B kit and a bassline, even if it's just a sub following a simple pattern. Nothing fancy. The point is, you're going to pitch the vocal to the track, not to your ego. Create two tracks, one audio track called Vocal and one MIDI track called Vocal Sampler. We're going to use audio for quick slicing and arrangement, and Sampler for playable stabs and consistent pitching. Now step 1. Choose and prep a vocal sample. For this style, don't overthink it. Short phrases work best. Spoken or shouted works best. And if it's noisy or lo-fi, that's not a problem honestly, that's often the magic. Drag your vocal onto the audio vocal track. Find one phrase you actually like. And here's a big coach tip. Don't start by trying to use the whole phrase. Start by finding the cutting syllable, the part with the consonant bite, like E, lis, ro. That's what punches through a snare and a busy break. Highlight a clean region around that phrase and consolidate it so it becomes its own clip. Then trim the silence tight, but don't murder the front edge. If the consonant needs a tiny bit of pre-roll so it doesn't feel chopped, leave a hair of space. If you get clicks later, we'll fix that with fades, not with sloppy trimming. Step 2. Warp like a junglist. This is where the vibe really happens. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. If Ableton guessed the original tempo totally wrong, just set the SIG BPM roughly closer, doesn't need to be perfect. Now choose a warp mode on purpose. For classic old school style stabs, start with tones. Set grain size somewhere around 15 to 30. This is the rave chop sound, slightly robotic, slightly crunchy, and it gets even better when you pitch it up. If you want more airy crunch, go texture. Grain size maybe 20 to 60, flux low, like 0 to 20%. Texture can handle more extreme pitching, and it can get that shredded tape vibe. Complex and Complex Pro are more natural and polite. Useful if you need intelligibility, but for old school energy, they can be too clean. And re-pitch is the special one. It's tape behavior. If the clip speeds up, the pitch goes up. If it slows down, pitch goes down. Perfect for intentional chipmunk fast energy, and for those classic pitch ramp moments. One more coach note here. Don't perfect warp a hype vocal. If it rushes or drags naturally after the initial hit, sometimes that's what makes it feel human and rave. Why? Usually, for stabs, you just need the start to land tight. Let the rest be rough. Step 3. Pitch the vocal into the rave range. In the clip controls, use transpose. Here are some starter zones. Plus 3 to plus 7 semitones is the sweet spot for classic lift without turning it into cartoon territory. Plus 12 is full helium. That can be amazing for one-shots and quick callouts, just don't make it your only setting. Minus 3 to minus 7 gives you that darker, more menacing shout. Great for halftime moments or for contrast in the last bars of a phrase. Now do this properly. Loop your drum and bass section, and while it plays, click through transpose values. Plus 3, plus 5, plus 7, plus 12. Then maybe try minus 5. You're listening for three things. 1. Does it cut through the snare? 2. Is it fighting the bass mid-range? And 3. Does it feel like a rave tape, or like a clean a cappella sitting on top? If you know your track key, you can try pitching so the vocal sits on the root or the fifth. But if you don't know the key yet, it's fine. In old school D&B, these stabs are often more about rhythm and tone than perfect melody. Quick timing upgrade. If the vocal feels like it hits a little late even when it's on the grid, nudge the clip slightly earlier by a few milliseconds. Or use track delay and try negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. That tiny shift can be the difference between on top and locked in. Step 4. Turn it into a playable instrument with Sampler. Drag that vocal clip onto your MIDI track so it drops into Sampler. Put Sampler in classic mode. Set trigger mode to gate if you want tight, controlled stabs that stop when the note ends. Use trigger if you want the whole sample to play out each time. Set voices to 1. Mono, that's classic. One hit at a time. No messy overlaps. Now shape it with the volume envelope so it behaves like a stab instead of a phrase. Aim for fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Now you can pitch in two ways. You can use transpose inside simpler, or you can play different MIDI notes. Keep your notes around C3 to C5 as a comfortable performance zone. And here's a performance trick that makes repeats feel alive. Map velocity to filter inside simpler. That way softer hits are duller, louder hits are brighter. Suddenly it feels performed instead of copy-pasted. Step 5. Build the stock rave vocal chain. Put this after simpler or on your audio vocal track. The goal is simple. Remove mud, add bite, add space, and keep it controlled. First, EQ 8. High pass the vocal. Don't be scared of this. Often 120 to 200 Hz, and sometimes even 250, if it's still fighting your sub and kick. If it's painful, dip a little in the 2 to 5 kHz range, just a couple dB. And if it's buried, a gentle boost around 1 to 3 kHz can bring the words forward. Next, saturator. Use analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not just getting louder, you're getting grit. Saturation is one of the biggest rave tape shortcuts. Optional but very DNB. Drum bus. A little drive, a little crunch. Keep boom off for vocals most of the time. If you want extra snap, nudge transients up slightly. Then auto filter. Low pass mode, 24 dB slope. Start with the cutoff somewhere like 8 to 14 kHz. You can automate this later so the vocal tucks away, then pops out for fills. Now the secret sauce. Echo. Sync on. Try 1/8, 1/4, or 1/8 dotted for that jungle swing feel. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the echo. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz, dry slash wet maybe 10 to 25%. This gives you that rhythmic space without washing the groove. Then reverb, short and controlled. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, this is huge. It lets the consonant hit first, then the room arrives after, so the vocal stays readable at fast tempo. Keep dry slash wet low, like 6 to 15%. Let echo do most of the rhythmic work. One of the most pro-sounding routing moves, even as a beginner, put echo and reverb on return tracks instead of directly on the vocal. Then you can automate send amounts per hit. Most stabs stay dry and punchy, and every so often you launch one into space like a DJ dub mix. Also, if your delay starts getting spitty and harsh with repeated SSS sounds, DS the delay itself. Put EQ 8 after echo on the return and dip 6 to 9 kHz a few dB. Step 6. Chop and place vocals like classic jungle. The key idea. Vocals are rhythmic punctuation, not constant narration. If you put a vocal every bar, it stops being special. Some classic placements at 174. Put a short yeah right after the snare on beat 2 or 4. Put rewind at the end of a 2-bar phrase. Put a tiny pickup in the last 8th or 16th before a drop. And use bars 15 and 16 in a 16-bar section for hype going into the next phrase. Here's a simple 16-bar plan you can follow. Bars 1 to 4, no vocal. Let the groove establish. Bars 5 to 8, sparse stabs, like 1 or 2 hits every 2 bars. This is where you teach the listener what the vocal is. Bars 9 to 12, slightly more frequent, and add one signature echoed call out. Not 10 of them. 1. Bars 13 to 16, automate your filter a bit, and on the last hit, do a bigger delay send throw so it trails into the transition. If you're working in audio, slice and duplicate. If you're in simpler, draw MIDI notes and vary velocity. That little variation stops it sounding robotic. Two extra tone tools that matter a lot. First, fades on audio clips. Use a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, to remove clicks without dulling the consonant. And use a slightly longer fade out, maybe 10 to 40 milliseconds, to prevent reverb and delay tails from building mud between hits. Second, clip gain staging before distortion. If saturator and drum bus feel inconsistent, it's usually because your hits aren't hitting the chain at the same level. In clip view, adjust clip gain so each stab is roughly similar loudness. Then your crunch becomes repeatable and mixing becomes way easier. Step 7. Resampling for that authentic generation loss vibe. Create a new audio track called Vocal Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it and record a few bars while you play or trigger your vocal stabs. Now you've got a printed, processed vocal performance. This is where the character shows up. Take that resampled audio and do a second pass. Warp it with repitch for tape style rises. transpose it up 7 or 12 and slice again, or reverse one tiny hit for a spooky pre-echo. This is how you get that rave tape copy of a copy feel using nothing but stock tools. Before we wrap, quick common mistake check. If your vocal has low end, it will fight your sub. High pass it, often higher than you think. If you drown it in reverb, your fast drums will smear. Keep reverb short and subtle. Use tempo delay for space. If your warp mode is too polite, try tones, texture, or repitch before you reach for anything else. If you overuse vocals, they lose impact. Place them with intention, and don't trim away your consonants. The T and K and CH are the knife edge that cuts through breaks. Now a fast 15-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Pick one phrase and make three versions. Version A, plus 5 semitones, warp and tones, short envelope. Version B, plus 12 semitones, warp and repitch, very short stab. Version C, minus 7 semitones, warp and texture, darker chain. Place them into a 16-bar roller, on bars 5 and 7 after the snare. B is a quick pickup right before bar 9. C is a hype hit on bar 16 with a big echo send. Then resample the whole performance, and slice one new micro hit from the resample. Use that as ear candy in bar 12. That single move will teach you how much vibe comes from process and placement, not plugins. Recap to lock it in. Use warp modes intentionally, tones, texture, and repitch are your old school friends. Pitch with transpose and with simpler so the stab becomes playable. Build a tight chain, eq, saturation, optional drum bus, filtering, echo, then a little reverb. Arrange vocals sparingly in 16-bar phrases like callouts, not narration, and resample to add character and create fresh chopped one-shots from your own processing. If you tell me what kind of vocal you're using, shouty, spoken, or sung, and whether you want brighter rave tape or darker demon MC, I can suggest a specific warp mode, grain settings, and a couple transpose values that will almost definitely land at 174.